Shalom Aleichem. Today is our final day covering the halachas of Oneg Shabbos. We've covered Kavod Shabbos and now Oneg Shabbos. And we said the distinction between the two, this is the explanation of the Gra, is that Kavod Shabbos is what we do before Shabbos in preparation of Shabbos, preparing ourselves, preparing our houses, preparing the food. And Oneg Shabbos is, quote-unquote, the Oneg, that we have the enjoyment that we have on Shabbos. And today we're going to look at that concept of what is really the essence and the purpose of Oneg Shabbos. So we are going to start as follows with a Gemara in Beitza, a very famous Gemara that says that on Erev Shabbos we are given, coming into Shabbos, a neshama yesera, literally an excess, a second neshama that we have. Typically we have our standard neshama, which is great, a great thing, but we have the additional one that comes down for Shabbos. Now Rashi explains what's a neshama yesera in a somewhat cryptic way. He says the neshama yesera rochav lev lemenucha lesimcha. It opens us up to have menucha, enjoyment, happiness on Shabbos, lip to chalir vacha, to be wide open, to have an expanse. The yochal v'yishta, and we eat and we drink, v'ein nafsho katze alav, and the nefesh is not going to be disgusted by, I don't know if the exact word is disgusted, but or repulsed, or just dislike, the nefesh is not going to dislike the eating and drinking. So the implication of this Rashi here is that typically the nefesh, the neshama that we have, is not interested in materialism, is not interested in food and drink. I guess we would say as much as it helps the body is necessary, but anything in excess of that, that is not in interest. The nefesh, the neshama, those are spiritual entities, and accordingly, something that is excessive, something that is material, materialistic, material, that is not in interest of the nefesh and the neshama. We'll just call it the nefesh, just to choose, because there are differences, I'll be Kabbalah, but we'll just use the nefesh. So that is the typical, that's the default during the week. The nefesh has no interest, but on Shabbos, and when we have the neshama yisera, it changes. The nefesh or the neshama here is interested in the eating and drinking, and in fact, it's not only not happy with it, but it benefits from it. It has a ruchnius boost from the eating and the drinking. Now, truth be told, and Rav Rimon in his beautiful Sefer on Shabbos focuses on this. He said there are people, many people, Anashim Rabim, that they eat and they have Oneg Shabbos. But what's the Oneg about? It's about them. It's about their bodies, how they feel, and they feel a boost in their enjoyment of life. But it's not something that is ruchani. That is not a spiritual boost, and they don't feel a spiritual boost whatsoever. On the other hand, there are some people that when they have Oneg Shabbos, they feel it in their ruchnius. They feel that they have a spiritual boost on Shabbos as a result of their eating and drinking. And the Gra explains the difference between these. La'aneges ha-Shabbos b'machal u'mishta u'l'chabda b'ksus k'nekia, to do all these things, to have Oneg Shabbos from eating and drinking, and to have covered Shabbos from dressing properly in clean clothing, beautiful clothing, u'shiyya kavanaso l'shem Shabbos. What do we have to think about when we're doing Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos? We have to think about Shabbos and not about ourselves. Lo lahanas atzmo, and not that I am doing this, I'm eating, I'm getting great food in order for myself to have a great time. I'm going to have this cake because I like cake. I'm going to have meat because I love meat. I'm going to have this chunk because I feel great about it. It's not about that. It's about the Shabbos. The kavana, the intention that we have to have, is oneg for the Shabbos, kavod to the Shabbos, not about us. And accordingly, it says, he brings a number of proofs for this, v'karata l'Shabbos oneg. You should call out for Shabbos. The oneg is for Shabbos, not ourselves. It's Shabbos, Shabbos daika, specifically Shabbos. And in addition, it says, chol hame'aneg es ha-Shabbos. It's not chol hame'aneg et atzmol Shabbos. It's not the oneg Shabbos for myself on Shabbos, but the oneg is to Shabbos. The oneg is for Shabbos. And in addition, we say in our tefillah, me'angeha ne'olam kavodin chalu, those who give oneg to Shabbos, not to ourselves, those are the people who will inherit kavod. So it's all about oneg Shabbos. It's all about the oneg for the Shabbos and not the oneg for ourselves. That is absolutely the key when it comes to oneg Shabbos. In fact, the Shlach says it in a very direct fashion. He says as follows, V'alkein osam hememalim bitnam kesus upera. Those people who are filling up their stomachs like horses and like mules, so like an animal. V'acharkach merov machlam nafal tardem alem. And afterward, they're eating, they're drinking, they're making merry, and then they're going to sleep because they're so heavy, so busting out of their seams, they fall asleep. Ein nikroi man gimash Shabbos. This is not Onik Shabbos. This is not somebody who is doing Onik for the Shabbos. Elahim ma'an gimet atzma m'Shabbos. But they are showing themselves Onik. Then it just happens to be on Shabbos. But this is not the concept of Onik Shabbos. And in fact, when we sing the Zemer Mayedidus, it says me'ein holam haba yom Shabbos menucha. It's like olam haba. It's not olam haba. It's like Olam Haba. This is about Shabbos, the Menucha. Kol ha-mis angim bahu, anyone who has oneg for the Shabbos, yiskul rav simcha, they will be zocha to have a lot of simcha. And again, the same concept, the same theme coming in again and again, is the oneg is not about us. The oneg is about Shabbos, and the oneg, when we have properly, is me'ein olam haba. It's not olam haba, which is totally ruchani, which is totally spiritual, but rather it's similar to olam haba, but it's somewhat different. It's somewhat different in the sense that it's not totally spiritual. We are combining this world and the world to come. So it's me'ein olam haba. And how are we doing that? We are elevating the Gashmias to be on a spiritual level. We are combining the two, as Rav Limon says this. In fact, from a certain aspect, Shabbos is even on a higher level than Olam Haba. Why is that? Ha'olam Haba hu nitok min hachomer. When it comes to Olam Haba, it's a nituk, which means it's a disconnect from anything that is materialistic, material, anything that is physical. Olam Haba is totally ruchani. V'ilu haShabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, this enables us to chaber to chomer varuch. It makes us, enables us to combine the spiritual, the physical, and the spiritual. Nechaber to olam hazeim olam hal. We are connecting this world and the world to come. And accordingly, our focus on the day has to be, we are eating, we are drinking, yes, to enjoy as well. But ultimately, we have the oneg is for Shabbos. It's not about us. And we have to really focus as well on our learning, zmiros, and to take that, the physical part of Shabbos, the enjoyment, and to give it a spiritual boost so that we are raising ourselves to a higher spiritual level. So that's where we have it. Bottom line, Onik Shabbos is not about us. Onik Shabbos is about Shabbos. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.